So, hallo, hallo. Passt das? Soll ich lauter machen? Es wird später circa. Ja. So, hallo, hallo, passt das auf den Pegel?
Iga, welcome back to Stuttgart. You're a two-time
Thank you.
champion here. How does it feel to be back at the tournament, but also back on clay?
Always great. I have really great memories from here, so being back always gives me a lot of, positive energy, and I really like this place, so I'm happy that I can be here again, and first tournament on clay, so obviously I'm excited, and I love this surface, so I'm, adjusting to these conditions here because the clay, obviously, it is a little bit different. It's synthetic, but I know it already. So day by day, we're just working and getting ready.
Hi, Iga.
Hey.
So obviously, the big news over the past few weeks is you added Francis to your team. Just kind of what led to that partnership, and I guess as you were kind of searching for a new coach, what were you kind of looking for, in that hypothetical person that is now Francis?
I mean, the process of changing coaches is for me always kind of tricky because I only did that twice in my life. So, not easy decisions, but I'm really happy to start with Francis. I was basically looking for someone with a good eye, really, technical, but also a person that can that have is experienced enough to help me, through some different kind of situations, and I feel like Francisco lived through everything probably on tour. For now it's going really amazing, and it's a start, and we're still getting know to each other, but I'm really excited, and it was honestly a pretty fast process. I was able to find the new coach pretty fast, which is a positive thing because obviously when you do that in the middle of the season, it's nice to have some security in that, so I could already have some even practice period with Francis in Mallorca, and it was really nice.
About those couple of weeks in Mallorca.
Couple of days more.
Couple of days. But how was the training process? Did you, saw any differences with the with your past trainings situation on clay, like starting to adapt on clay? And I would ask you also about the presence of Rafa Nadal on court. If that was just a one situation where everything was connected to each other, like you were training at this academy, or if there is something more in the future?
Well, my idea of coming to the academy appeared even like 2 months ago. I wanted to, change something in my preparation before clay, because obviously last clay season didn't really go out how I planned. So I wanted to go to Mallorca because I knew the facilities there and I knew the courts, and I knew I'm going to really do a solid work there without any other distractions. I asked for if it would be possible for him to come and maybe be some kind of inspiration and also hear some feedback from him. And it was really a privilege to have him on the court. I honestly didn't have many expectations, because I know he's super busy and he has a lot of stuff to do. Even though he's done, he always has different projects and everything. So it's a really privilege, and I'm really honored that he was able to be there this couple of days. And I realized that I'm gonna have this new coach situation. I also wanted to meet Francisco, and I'm happy that they were there at the same time, because it also adds even more value, I think, to the process. But now, I will continue with Francisco, and he will be the person that takes care of the whole process. So that's the plan for now, and no other plans right now.
So in Miami, I think you were talking about after the loss to Magda that you weren't playing well, to have expectations for yourself. Over the past kind of few weeks, and now with this new partnership with Francis, have you kind of reevaluated those expectations? And I guess if so, what are they, especially with a new coach? It's kind of like a trial period, almost.
It's obviously, if you already won so many titles, there are always going to be expectations, and from yourself and also from the outside. But I think my expectations were too high for the level I was presenting, so I wasn't really playing well. So it was kind of heartbreaking, and it is like a cold shower, but I wouldn't say, this is why, I lost or something, because on the other hand, I many times had expectations, and my tennis could really be up to them, So, I felt like I needed to reset for sure, and I had, some time in Poland to do that, and like get my things together before, starting to work on clay. And with Francis, I think it's, it makes a lot of sense. I feel like we see things similar way, and he really catches the things that I'm doing wrong quickly, so I can improve them immediately instead of staying in the wrong patterns or something. So for now on practices, I've seen a lot of positive changes. Obviously, if I didn't do some stuff right for some months, it's not like, you're going to wake up next day, do the right thing, and it's going to automatically be there. So I'm trying to give myself time, and Francis also encourages me to do that. And that's why my expectations would be to just improve on the practice court and then maybe on matches, but really not be too harsh on myself and not judge too quickly, but really make it full process. Like people say, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So I would love to, come to next tournaments and have this kind of mindset.
Speaking with utmost respect for every person involved, I wonder if in the statement, as you pointed out at some point, the other part of the team is not going to change. I just wonder if it's that part happened also in the previous two changes that you had with the coaches.
It's what? I didn't understand
that. You just changed the coach, and the other part of the team was going to stay the same. So, as this time you pointed out in the statement that the other part of the team is gonna stay. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if that's some sort of loyalty, I would say, as they were with you for such a long time, and probably they.
It was more for Polish media, which was super harsh to the whole team, and. And there were a lot of like speculations. So with one sentence, I can basically cut them. So I just did that. But you know, in sports, if you want to go forward, obviously loyalty is great. But if something is not working, you need to react because our careers are not long. You know, we don't have time to waste time. So but the work that I'm doing with Maciek and Daria, and also, you know, me playing with my hitting partner for many, many years, I feel like it's working and it's a good process. So that's why I'm not changing the rest of the team. And in Poland, it was super chaotic with media, so I just wanted to, you know, get it out clear so fans can also know what's going on.
So I know you said you had spent a few weeks back at home in Poland, and I know in Doha you were explaining it was kind of a goal of yours to take more time for yourself and do things, you know, kind of off the court. Kind of, I guess, what did you do off the court, you know, back at home to kind of get away from tennis?
Well, I was looking for a new coach, so not too much. This took up most of my time. But, no, I mean, it's always good to come back to the place where your family is and your friends and everything. Obviously, they can always come on tour and visit. But on tour, I'm trying to be really focused on the tournament. And when I'm home, I can really just not think about that and do other stuff. And, I had fun. But I was, in the back of my head, I was still, like, you know, trying to figure out the coaching situation. So... But honestly, for my whole stay in Poland, I was already like super motivated to come back and practice, and especially at Rafa's academy, because I felt like I could really grind there, and I really missed that. So I was already in my head a little bit thinking ahead.
Cześć, Diga, Maciek Tromski, Przegląd Sportowy Onet. Ja chciałbym dopytać o Rafę Nadala i o kwestię tego, że niektóre rywalki były wręcz w ostatnich dniach pytane o waszą współpracę i padało tam takie sformułowanie między innymi, że to przerażająca współpraca dla nich. I chciałbym cię zapytać, jak oceniasz tę współpracę, jak w ogóle do niej doszło? Czy to była twoja inicjatywa, czy Rafy? I co ci w tym momencie ta współpraca dała właśnie tam w Akademii?
Ogólnie no, myślę, że one te komentarze mówią raczej w formie żartu, miłego bardzo, ale raczej ma to taki mieć wydźwięk żartobliwy, ale ogólnie bardzo się cieszę, że miałam okazję w ogóle spędzić czas na korcie z Rafą, bo no, wszyscy wiedzą, że on jest moim idolem i to w ogóle ogromny zaszczyt, że się pojawił. Ogólnie no, to była moja inicjatywa, wiadomo, to zazwyczaj zawodnik musi wyjść z taką propozycją i tak jak mówiłam w tej angielskiej części, już od kilku tygodni, od prawie tam 2 miesięcy planowałam w ogóle przyjechać do Akademii, ale raczej żeby skorzystać właśnie z kortów i z obiektu, bo jest po prostu, tam jest wszystko, co zawodnik może sobie wymarzyć, a później przyszedł mi taki pomysł, żeby właśnie spytać Rafę o to, czy chciałby po prostu się spotkać i być przez jakiś czas ze mną na korcie i nie spodziewałam się, szczerze mówiąc, że będzie miał czas, więc bardzo się cieszę, że się udało i no, na pewno dużo inspiracji mi to dało i takiego pozytywnego pozytywnej energii, ale też no, dużo rzeczy mi powiedział też czysto technicznych, które trzeba zapamiętać i zacząć wprowadzać na korcie.
A jeśli chodzi o samego Francisco, to widzisz dużą różnicę w tej hiszpańskiej szkole tenisa, którą teraz widzieliśmy na tych urywkach właśnie z Akademii Nadala? Czy to jest duża różnica w porównaniu do wcześniejszych trenerów i sposobie treningu?
Znaczy, no nie wiem, czy takie coś... Okej, okay, no jak widzieliście na urywkach, to spoko, ale no na pewno... Ja sama też powiedziałam, jakie mam cele i co chcę odbudować w swojej grze i w sumie to było bardzo spójne z tym, co widział Francisco, więc czy to jest hiszpańska szkoła? No ciężko mi to powiedzieć, bo ja po prostu chciałabym grać solidnie i jakby nie podejmować ryzyka w sytuacjach, kiedy nie muszę i może to można nazwać hiszpańską szkołą, ale na pewno to, że też... Ten trener ma takie doświadczenie i trenował z różnymi zawodnikami i sprawia, że on wie, o co mi chodzi i możemy wspólnie po prostu do tego dążyć. I najbardziej mnie cieszy to, że po prostu technicznie czuję, że mogę wykonywać dobrą robotę na treningach i szybko się poprawiać też ze względu na to, jakie on mi daje wstawki, jeśli chodzi o różne ćwiczenia i łatwiej jest mi zautomatyzować niektóre rzeczy, przy których czasami byłam trochę zablokowana, powiedziałabym. Thank you. Dziękuję.